Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our risen and reigning Savior Jesus Christ, and our comforting Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, St. Luke's. Welcome to each and every one of you as we come and worship our God and King in this place. And a special welcome to any of you who might be guests with us this morning. As we come together, we're excited that you're with us. We're blessed to have you, honored to have you as we begin this journey together, a journey of Holy Week that starts today as we celebrate Palm Sunday. And Holy Week is a journey in which we walk with Jesus. And we walk with him throughout this week through God's living word, and we experience with him those last days before he goes to the cross for your sins and my sins and for the sins of the whole world. And so as we journey together, I encourage you to walk with us. I encourage you to come back. I invite you to come back on Thursday as we celebrate Maundy Thursday together at 7 p.m. And we remember that last night of Jesus' life as he gathers with his disciples, institutes the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper with his disciples. And then I invite you again to come back on Friday as we remember Good Friday, those last hours, those last minutes, as Jesus is pierced for our transgressions, as he is bruised for our sins and iniquities, and placed in a tomb. And this week it's a journey, but it's a journey that we take with hope. Hope in the resurrection. Hope that Jesus comes out of that tomb 3 days later alive. And we celebrate that together next week on Easter. I'm Pastor Aaron. I serve here as associate pastor, and it's my joy and privilege to be here with you and speak and proclaim God's word. And many of you know that I got married about 6 months ago. My wife Amy and I have been transitioning into what married life looks like out here, and it's been really good. But as a pastor, I also have the opportunity to walk with a lot of couples as they prepare to get married and prepare for what this new life is going to look like. And something that I learned in my own marriage or my own premarital counseling, and I've talked to couples about this as well, is one of the most important things to do as you prepare for this new life, to do this life together with someone, is to talk about expectations, right? For those of you who are married, you're like, yeah, absolutely. Expectations are incredibly important. Because the reality is as you're preparing for this, you're preparing to spend your life with someone, they have expectations for you. And you have expectations for them. And together, you have expectations that might be different. You have expectations of what your life is supposed to look like. You have expectations of what the other person is supposed to bring to this life together. And it's good to talk about when there are different expectations. It's good to talk about how you are going to compromise. It's good to talk about what are you going to do when there's conflict. And this is life. All of life is full of expectations, whether it's in marriage or any relationship. Life is full of people. And within our relationships with other people, there are certain expectations. We have expectations of what others should do, and they have expectations for us. In all of life, there are expectations. Expectations of what your life is supposed to look like. Expectations of what kind of job you're supposed to have. Expectations of what you're supposed to get for your birthday. We have expectations. For example, many of you know that I really like Christmas. I talk about it a lot, and here we are Palm Sunday talking about Christmas. And there's so much anticipation for me. I have a lot of expectations when Christmas rolls around. I love the time of an Advent leading up to Christmas as we prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Jesus, and we look ahead as Jesus is going to come back again. I have anticipation to go and see houses with lights on, and we have the decorations, and I'm so excited. And I don't know if you're like me, but when I was growing up and I was getting ready for Christmas, Christmas Eve was always hard because I had to go to sleep. I had to go to sleep before Christmas came. And I remember like getting in my bed, and I had all these expectations, all of this excitement of what was going to happen the next day. And I'm in my bed, I'm just sitting there, I can't sleep. And maybe you had different experiences on Christmas morning, but you'd go down, you'd wake up, you'd go downstairs to see what you were expecting, right? See what you were expected to have downstairs for Christmas. And some of you probably had Christmas mornings where you were overjoyed. It's exactly what I wanted, yes. And I'm sure some of you had Christmas mornings where you came down, Sometimes we deal with unmet expectations. So what does this have to do with Palm Sunday? We're preparing for Holy Week, and yet Pastor Aaron's up here talking about Christmas. When we talk about this Palm Sunday processional, as Jesus comes into Jerusalem on the back of this colt, on the back of this donkey, Jesus is praised, and we have shouts of exultation as Jesus comes into the city and people lay down their cloaks and these palm branches before him. The heart of all the things that's going on in this moment, the heart of this event is expectations. Because as Jesus comes into Jerusalem, those people have certain expectations for Jesus. Expectations of who he is. Expectations of what he's supposed to do. And so Jesus comes into the city and we hear shouts of Hosanna. Praise be to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the heir of David's kingdom. The Jews had expectations. Expectations that this man, Jesus, was supposed to be a king, and a certain type of king, a conquering king. He's coming into Jerusalem like a conquering hero, and they're praising him. They expect him to be a king that comes in the line of David, a king to bring back the glory, the wealth, the bountiful goodness of David's kingdom. They're waiting for the king of Israel. And even Jesus' own disciples don't quite get it. As they're going along and Jesus is teaching, the disciples at one point say to Jesus, "Teacher, is now the time? Is the time finally come that you will restore, you will reestablish the kingdom of Israel?" The people, the Jews, Jesus' own disciples had expectations on Jesus to be the king. And so what happens when expectations go unmet? What happens when expectations aren't what we thought they would be? I think when that happens, there's pain. There's a certain amount of disappointment. When expectations go unmet, there can be hurt or broken relationships. It can hurt trust. And I think it causes a certain amount of confusion. And so it makes sense as we walk with Jesus and his disciples this week, we see as they are utterly confused and perplexed as this person that they expected to be this king is arrested, tried, tortured, and crucified. What's going on? The reality is, as we look at Jesus and the story of Jesus and who he is, Jesus is a person that turns everything upside down. He teaches about and does things that we don't expect. I think immediately of the Beatitudes as Jesus teaches on the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, Jesus teaches, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful, the peacemakers. Blessed are the weakest among you. It's not what we're expecting. And Jesus continues to teach, the first shall be last. The last shall be first. Paul tells us that in Christ, his power is made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus, we see something different. Paul tells us in Philippians 2 that we see a servant. Jesus comes not as a conquering hero, but as someone who denies his own self, becomes flesh and blood, becomes a servant, and puts everyone else above himself. In Jesus, we see a different kind of king. You know, the people on Palm Sunday, I think they said the right word, but I don't think they quite understood what they were saying. They yelled loud shouts of Hosanna, and Hosanna means save us. Save us. And in that moment, I think they were expecting Jesus was going to save them from the oppression of the Roman Empire, but what Jesus truly came to do is to save them from their sin. Jesus came as a king. Jesus came as the King of Kings. But he's a king that has a kingdom that's not of this world. Jesus comes as a king of salvation. A king that brings forgiveness. So back to our expectations. What do we expect? What are our expectations? What do we expect of Jesus? Are there expectations in your life that life in Jesus Christ is one without struggles or hurts? A life without confusion or doubts, a life where we don't have any worries, concerns, tragedies, injustices. Because if so, you're going to have unmet expectations. You're going to find disappointment. Because we have sin in our lives. We have sin all around us. We ourselves contribute to this problem. Our own sinful desires come out, and we're surrounded by the same people who also have their own sinful desires, and we see the fruit of that each and every day. As we experience pain, and we experience worry and concern and doubt and tragedy and injustice. So what's the point? Why are we here? The point is this. As we experience those things, as we come to terms with our own failures and our own weakness, we can come to Jesus Christ in our weakness. Despite our weakness, in the midst of our weakness and be refreshed. Jesus turns our world upside down. Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, came as a king that the people didn't expect. He's a king that we don't even expect, because we who are his subjects don't serve him. He serves us. He serves us in this place. As we come together, we hear his life-giving word. We hear the absolution from our sins. We come and we eat Christ's true body and blood, and through these things receive forgiveness of our sins, life and salvation that is won for us through Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we receive peace. Peace which surpasses all understanding. A peace that points us ahead to what has been accomplished on your behalf. A peace that comes from being refreshed by God's good gifts of grace and forgiveness. And for that, we say, thanks be to our God and King of salvation, that turns our very expectations upside down. Hosanna to the King, the Son of David, Jesus Christ. Amen.